James, the last resolution you said there were 107 million proxies against. I'm guessing you meant to say 107,000?
If that is what I said, that's
correct. Okay. All right. Now, look, SEEK AGMs are normally very cheerful and happy affairs, and I'm reluctant to introduce a slightly discordant note today, given the terrific performance. But I'm actually going to speak against Neil's re-election on the following grounds, that we've just had a big bun fight, the professional investment community, small shareholders, big shareholders, at Toll Holdings last week, where 309 executives were showered with $55 million in cash, buying out options, which assumed a share price of $30 to $40. The share price is now $8. It was an outrageous heist of the shareholders' funds. Neil got $5.5 million of that. And as the CFO, he was directly involved in the compilations, assumptions based around that calculation. The remuneration report was almost voted down, big uproar about it. And I guess I'm going to make the point today that I don't think directors should be able to do that over there and then come along here as a non-executive director representing our interests independently with that sort of record. I mean, you know, is SEEK going to buy out Andrew and Paul's options at $15 a pop if you do a demerger? Because that's what actually happened at Toll. So for that reason, it's nothing personal, Neil, but that's what happened. It was very disappointing, and I'd like to publicly register my opposition to his re-election today, send him a message that shareholders don't want to see that sort of stuff going on.
And that's absolutely you're right, Steve. I found the deal to be terrific, and really safe board. I'm not close to Toll, but I think Neil has been all my dealings with Neil have shown to be a high integrity and very high quality person. I think he's a great member of the board.